Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at agrigold.com or at 800-262-7333.
And now joining us with our pre-opening commodity market report here on AM 580 is our Director of Agriculture Programming, Dave Dickey. Morning, Dave.
Good morning, Jay, and good Friday morning, everyone. This morning, USDA put out its export sales report for the week ending August 28th. The numbers look like this: in millions of bushels wheat this year, 16.0. Corn this year, 7.9. Next year, 15.3. Soybeans this year, 1.6. Next year, 8.7. Early calls for cash hog prices in the Midwest today range from steady to weak on declining pork prices. Terminals are called steady in a light volume test. Top prices from $46 to $49. Peoria called steady today with a top price of $46. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Thursday, September 4th, negotiated swine purchases were 13,260. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $64 to $73.49, the weighted average $69.22. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $46 to $57.77, the weighted average $53.60. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $17,412. The base price range $64 to $74, the weighted average $71.80. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $47 to $60.70, and the weighted average was $55.32. Joining us now with a look at the weekend agricultural weather forecast is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave. We have a lot of issues to consider this morning. We have the tropical systems, of course. Gustav's moisture is now pulled away, and we're looking at Hannah and Ike and Josephine in the Atlantic Ocean, and some of those storms could play a role in the agricultural weather here and across the U.S. production belts over the coming week. We're also looking at some disturbed weather to our northwest, producing some precipitation. We're also looking at some cool air over Canada and what impacts that might have. So those are the main points I want to address this morning in our agricultural weather discussion. First off, we'll take a look at Gustav, and Gustav is now done. A few showers are falling in Michigan, Ohio, and extreme eastern Indiana this morning. That's all that's left. But a soaking rain came up through the middle of the Corn Belt during the last 24 hours, including Illinois and western Indiana. Many locations getting 2 to 3 inch amounts of rain, some places getting 4 and 5 inch amounts. But a soaker for parts of Missouri on up into Illinois and parts of Michigan and Wisconsin. So the leftovers of Gustav brought rainfall that will have varying impacts depending on the state of crops in varying areas. Those that are immature and still growing, the rainfall definitely beneficial after what has been a very dry period, a dry August. For crops where they've reached maturity and are finished, the rain will have little impact. A few locations may have experienced some flooding, but many areas just got a good soaking rain. It fell over several hours. A lot of the water was able to soak in, and that will also help the subsoil moisture situation here as we go through the rest of this growing season and beyond. Now, that's out of here. Hannah's the next storm. It's a tropical storm at the moment, and a tropical storm warning is in effect for the East Coast from Georgia all the way up to Virginia, and it looks like it'll make landfall early tomorrow morning, or late tonight, early tomorrow morning in the overnight period, probably somewhere along the South Carolina, North Carolina border area, somewhere near there. It's going to bring lots of rain to the mid-Atlantic states tomorrow, tonight and tomorrow, and then up the East Coast into New England later tomorrow into Sunday. So that will affect the East Coast, mostly outside of the main production areas of crops, although the Southeast U.S. soybeans could be grazed by some of the moisture from Hannah. Now, that will slow down the west-east progression of weather systems temporarily across North America, so that means Illinois and Indiana should stay dry over the weekend, with the next system poised to the west to come in Sunday night into Monday. All right, there's that storm. The one that's of more concern, and there's still some uncertainty about it, is Ike. Ike is located right now north, quite a bit to the north of the Leeward Islands, and it's heading generally toward the west, so it will be approaching the Bahamas here as we get into the latter part of the weekend and early next week. The favored storm track does bring it into Florida on about Wednesday, but that's just the favored track right now. There are many scenarios. It could go south of Florida and into the Gulf of Mexico. It could turn a bit and head up toward the Carolinas as well. But the bottom line is this is a powerful hurricane. The maximum sustained winds right now are 125 miles per hour. They were at 140 yesterday. But this could impact the southeast. It could impact the delta. Moisture from this, if it goes into the Gulf of Mexico, could eventually make it to the Midwest Corn Belt. But because of the uncertainty of the track of Ike, we really can't give you with any certainty a forecast beyond the early part of next week for this area. So with that, we'll go to the forecast between now and early next week. And basically, we have a good bit of cloud cover around right now, but the moisture from Gustav is moved on to the northeast, and a dry day is expected over most of the Corn Belt today. We will see some breaks in the clouds. It'll start to clear out as we go into tonight and tomorrow. So generally quiet weather tomorrow across most of the Corn Belt, although far northwestern areas could already get into some showers from the next system. Temperatures at night are going to generally be in the 40s and 50s the next few nights. And then we have another cold front come in, and that's going to trigger some more rain Sunday night into Monday across Illinois and Indiana, and that'll push slowly to the southeast. So other areas south and east of here could get some rain into Tuesday of next week. That will be followed by another shot of cool air. Low temperatures mainly in the 40s. There could be a few patches of light frost in Minnesota, but we're not looking at a frost problem yet. And then we'll warm up temporarily later next week before another front comes through at the end of the week to cool us down for the weekend of the 13th and 14th. And up in Canada, it is cool right now. No threat of frost here in the next 2 weeks, but we'll have to watch that cool air up there because it's really getting cool. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Keezer.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Mike Morris in McHenry at 815-344-7213. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
In the Thursday overnight trading session, Kansas City September wheat opened at 784.5, down 5.75. Last trade down 21.25. At the Board of Trade, September wheat opened at 744.5, down 10.75. Same for the last trade. December opened at 776, down 1. Last trade down 26. September corn opened at 548.5, down 3/4. Last trade down 14.25. December 562.5, down 20. Last trade, make that down 2, excuse me. Last trade down 14. March 582, down 1.25. Last trade down 13.5. September beans opened at 1210, down 24. Last trade down 20.75. November 1230.5. Down 4.5. Last trade down 37.25. October soybean meal opened at 341.90, down 30. Last trade down 10.70. October soybean oil opened at 49.76, unchanged. Last trade down 98. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group out of Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, I want to talk a little bit about the unemployment report. The jobless rate jumping to a five-year high this morning of 6.1% for the month of August. That's an increase of 0.4%. And given what we've been seeing all week about macroeconomics, is this market going to hold firm in here or begin to take another leg down on macro factors before we might see some micros maybe jump in next week?
Well, I think, you know, one thing that I guess I'd have to believe to be very interesting. You saw the unemployment numbers come out, and you saw the American dollar go down. The American dollar's been dogging us for weeks now as far as its climb goes, and overnight last night it had jumped up a full dollar. And so there's no question. Right at the moment, we don't have a lot of fundamentals to stand on when it comes to corn or when it comes to any of the commodities. as we approach the USDA report, I think we'll see a little more. But outside of that USDA report, there just isn't an awful lot here to do anything but have the commodities be trading back and forth based on what the economy numbers look like, based on what the currencies are doing, based on what the metals are doing. Now, in contrast, it's interesting. This report, unemployment report, came out, and gold opened up over $12. The U.S. dollar dropped. Those things are all supportive to commodities. So it's a little bit of a mixed bag that we've got going on here today.
Well, I guess it's a matter I'm wondering if it's a timing thing, or will the micros take effect, and maybe they won't take effect, I don't know, to the maybe October report.
Well, I think it's possible, and I think when you get to the October report, you're starting to look at some real harvest numbers coming in. Nobody knows what kind of damage Gustav did in the South, and we have no idea if Ike is going to come in and do some more. So I've been surprised, to be honest with you, that we haven't heard more talk about the South, because clients I have down there had already begun to harvest. And so it's a situation where we have selective viewing mm-hmm. at the moment, and traders are much more focused on the macros than they are actually on the grains. Unfortunately, our commodities ride right along with that type of focus.
Thank you, Jackie.
You're welcome, Dave.
Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group. You're listening to WIL Urbana.